transfigured on the mount, O Christ our God.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Be Transfigured, where we invite you to live a new life in Christ. We pray that this episode is a blessing to you and will inspire you to rededicate your life to Jesus Christ. We invite you to join us for worship or study at the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida, where visitors are always welcome. We'll be back in a few moments to share some more information about our ministry.
So today, one of my annual opportunities to speak of giving thanks. It is the Sunday before Thanksgiving, and almost always this reading appears either on the Sunday before Thanksgiving or the Sunday very close to Thanksgiving. And so I think it's really a wonderful opportunity for us to be able to talk about giving thanks. First, in the gospel, we have to remember that there was this rich man, and it says something very interesting. It says, the ground of a certain rich man yielded plentifully. And I want to just begin right there, because it should remind us that all of the blessings that we receive are only partially as a result of our efforts. The gospel didn't say the man yielded much fruit, because in fact, the man yielded no fruit at all. It says the ground yielded fruit. Now, of course, we can imagine he had some kind of role to play. He may have watered the field, although chances are back then they were depending upon the rain. So this man, he had some role to play. He may have gone out and he pulled the weeds, he tended the ground, but it says the earth yielded plentifully, the ground, and yet he bared no fruit at all. Because in his own greed, this wealthy man had so many things that he didn't even have enough place to store them all. It sounds like a typical American problem. Over on Highway 19, where Alternate 19 and 19 mix, they're building yet another self-storage place, 3 stories tall. Everywhere you turn around in our society, we're building self-storage buildings, as if our own homes are not enough for us to store all of our stuff. This gospel reading, my brothers and sisters, is for us today. For us who are so preoccupied with gathering and gathering and gathering and storing and storing and storing, and yet, how many times do those boxes go years and years and years without ever being opened? That is our sin. Because as the gospel says this morning, fool, this night your soul is required of you. Then whose will those things be which you have provided? We are going to die. And it might be tonight, it might be this afternoon, or it might be in 10, 20, 50 years from now. We don't know when. But if we continue to go through life preoccupied and consumed with stuff, we're going to find ourselves bearing no fruit for God. Because in the gospel, this man died and had nothing. He didn't store up any blessings in heaven. You see, my brothers and sisters, if he had been a faithful man, he would have taken the blessings that he had received from the earth, from God, and he would have used them to bless other people. He would have taken his resources and he would have reached out to the people across the street, across the neighborhood, or maybe even in his own family that need assistance. Instead, using today's comparison, he went on an episode of Hoarders and just piling up more stuff. So the gospel includes the words, so is he. You see, so is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. Now the part that we did not hear today, but which is included in the gospel, is also very important. Christ says to his disciples, don't worry about your life, what you will eat, nor about the body, what you will put on. Life is more than food, and the body is more than clothing. So here we are, as Americans, we are preparing for our annual Thanksgiving feast. And we are, of course, making our preparations. We have probably ordered our turkey. We have gotten the ingredients list. We may have even found a way to get everyone into our homes. Thanksgiving is not about a dinner. It is about giving thanks. It is about living a life of gratitude to God. Each time we gather for the divine liturgy, that's our opportunity to give thanks to God. Every divine liturgy is a thanksgiving. The very words in Greek for Holy Communion, Thee Evcharistia, the holy and divine thanksgiving, the giving of thanks. It is how we as Orthodox Christians give our thanks to God. We come together, we worship Him, we thank Him, we receive Holy Communion, and then we share our blessings with others. We do not hoard them. We do not keep them to ourselves. It's very difficult in our environment today because the world is built upon selfishness. Our secular world continues to promote I, me. Other parts of the country are struggling right now because they're being asked not even to gather for Thanksgiving because of the pandemic. And instead of expressing a conversation of love and gratitude, instead you turn on the news and instead you hear people fighting over their rights. Now, of course, we live in a blessed country, a land of beautiful rights. But as Christians now, we have to remember that all the blessings we receive are not just for us. God has blessed us so that we can bless others. And if we can reconfigure the idea of the Feast of Thanksgiving, instead of worrying about how much turkey we can stuff down our mouths, let's reconsider the Feast of Thanksgiving, how we can be generous to those who are struggling, whether they are our neighbors, strangers, or even our family members. And so this year, my brothers and sisters, I encourage you, begin Thanksgiving here in the church. There is divine liturgy on Thanksgiving morning at 9 a.m. Plenty of time to come to church and still go home and cook. Plenty of time to begin the day as Orthodox Christians giving thanks to God. And then across the street, our community hosts its annual Thanksgiving meal for the poor. Stop in and give them a hand. Ask Mr. Palaidis if he needs any more supplies. share the blessings that we have received. And thanksgiving will take on a more blessed opportunity for us. And then go home and enjoy the dinner and enjoy Thanksgiving football, which a lot of people like to enjoy. But it's not just about us. It's about those who need us and those who need God. Glory to God for all things.
As far as they could bear it.
Be Transfigured is a production of Be Transfigured Ministries in cooperation with the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida. We depend upon your generosity to maintain our ministry. You can make a safe online donation when you visit our website, liveanewlifeinchrist.org.